Welcome back into Sports Talk. Steve Geller, Mike Dettillier at the Treasure Chest Casino. Hope you stop by. We're here till 7 o'clock this evening. Then it's Thursday night football, and we got a good one on tap tonight. The Atlanta Falcons hosting the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and do a little scouting on those Bucs as they'll be next up for the Saints after, man, a really short week for New Orleans, where Tampa Bay gets that extra rest heading into a Sunday matchup in the Superdome.
You would figure.
Of course, right.
Yeah. But set up for them, and tonight, I know they banged up, but they got a really good young team, Steve. Talk about a quiet rebuild. They were able to do it, with Brady leaving, and then Gronkowski and a number of the guys on the defensive side, the football left out. They got one of the youngest teams in the NFL. They've drafted real well the last 3 years. Big key, though. They hit with Baker Mayfield.
Yeah. Just when you think he's washed up, man. He comes back and shows he's got something.
Yeah, and again, Mike Evans makes a lot of people look good, as Tom Brady said last week. But that defense has really been banged up this year. And the big man in the middle, he's hurting, but he's playing. We'll see what happens tonight. One thing the Saints did not do was get a pass rush on Kirk Cousins last week.
That's a fact.
And, if you can get after him, because he ain't going too far. I know where he's at in the pocket is to get him. So let's see if Tampa does a little bit more from a blitz standpoint. One of the things with Todd Bowles, he's been known to kind of show you something, pull out of, and then show you something else. We'll see what happens tonight, but I think that's a key to basically getting pressure on Cousins. And if you can't throw the football, then I play heavy up front.
Yeah, like you said, there was way too many times he was just picking apart that Saints secondary. He had all day.
He had time to throw. And I don't know what it is with players, but certain players have really good games against certain teams. Tyler Allgeier, every time he plays the Saints, it's not Bijan.
Right.
Bijan catches the ball so well coming out of the backfield, but – man, Tyler Allgeier, we went through the list of like it was a 7-yard run, 11-yard run, 14-yard run. And he was just sort of carving you up. Just his style of runner. He's a shortcut runner, a lot of power in the lower body. He's not going to give you a lot of wiggle, but, man, he hits that hole and he's through it and he pops you but good. So, interesting game tonight. I picked the Bucs, so I'm pulling for Tampa.
Yeah, my wife was asking me, who do I root for tonight? You root for a tie, I told her.
Tie?
It hurts both of them.
Okay, your wife ain't a gambler.
Right, no.
Neither am I, but what I'm saying is it'll be interesting how it's set up tonight because, man, that short week for the Falcons, and they haven't really shown to me the offensive firepower people were talking about before the season. I think they played really better on defense than anybody thought.
Right.
But they haven't played nearly as well on the offensive side of the football. And they suffering with injuries, too, up front along their offensive line.
That'll definitely be a fun one to watch. Obviously, a lot of interest for Saints fans. Looking back at that Saints injury report, obviously, we talked about Kendra Miller back in action for the Saints today. He'd been dealing with a hamstring injury. And Dennis Allen was asked how the running back's doing.
Well, he practiced today. And so we'll just see how he goes, throughout the course of the week, I think we'll just kind of evaluate where he's at kind of on a day-to-day basis.
What would his return add?
I don't know yet. I would be hopeful that it would add another playmaker to our team, another guy that can be explosive for us, and I'm hopeful that that's what that is. But I think we need to see him practice, see him perform. I thought he had a good practice today. I thought he did some good things. So it was good to have him back out there.
Yeah, Dennis Allen right there talking about Kendra Millen, and like I really don't know what he can add to this offense right now. We're just hoping he can put in a couple days of good practice right now leading up to the game.
Man, that ain't no ringing endorsement, Steve.
No, right.
Man, he went all around answering the question.
Sure, and you heard Dennis Allen's frustration at training camp and he kept asking about him. Right, exactly.
Not once, but twice. And so that wasn't a ringing pat on the back for Kendra Miller. Come on, go out there and do it. That's why they picked you in the third round. But if you got a hamstring injury to start training camp and you still fooling dealing with that, man, that one lasted a long time.
Looking also at the injuries, Dennis Allen asked about the status of Taysom Hill and those rib injuries. Is it something for Taysom where they're broken?
He's got fractures, you know, but exactly, you know, what all they are.
Don't exactly know what all they are. He just would say fractures with the rib injury, and definitely something that was on a different side than the initial chest injury Taysom had suffered going into the year. So, man, oh, man, just everything in Taysom's, you know, midsection there has got to be sore.
Yeah, he's telling you, you're not finding out what I know. I can read that between the lines, too.
Short and sweet, right.
Yeah, but come on, he's such a big part of this offense. We saw when he went down in the second quarter, the offense didn't run as well. Didn't. And so, and you're missing a big cog there, not having Taysom in the lineup as a runner, receiver, and the threat. Every time he's in the huddle of where is he going to line up.
Exactly.
And you don't have a lot of time to change. You don't have a lot of times to adjust to it.